53-year-old Hanani Katahum has been visiting this construction site regularly over the past few years. He's checking on the progress of the terrace house that was allocated to his family. Katahum, together with 20 other families in Tagum in the southern Philippine island of Mindanao, were asked to relocate as part of the government's plans to build the China-funded Mindanao Railway. Farmers stopped work in preparation for the move, and families were promised compensation for their land. That was in 2018. 7 years later, construction has yet to start due to tensions between China and the Philippines.
Malaking epekto yun kasi yung karamihan sa amin dito, mahirap lang po eh. Naalaga ng mga hayop, ganyan. Tapos na-stop yun. Sa daily list ng mga tao dito, talagang nahinto yun. Tapos nahirapan. Yung iba umutang na nga eh kasi umasa na bayaran sila.
The Philippines is one of several Southeast Asian countries that have, over the last decade, struck deals with China to develop major infrastructure projects. These projects are funded by low-interest loans under the Belt and Road Initiative. There's divided opinion on the benefits of the initiative. Some say it can help countries develop projects quicker with the help of advanced Chinese technology. Others argue that the initiative can trap poorer countries into debt when problems arise and projects are scaled back or even abandoned. The ambitious Malacca Gateway project in Malaysia is one such example. Launched in 2014, the project was slated to be completed in 2025. The plan was to develop four islands on the Straits of Malacca that will host a port, a cruise terminal, as well as business and residential developments. However, the project stalled following legal issues between the developer and local authorities. The mega project has now been downsized to an international cruise center. A local fishing community, led by resident Martin Tercera, is against the project. They say the reclamation works have affected their catch, and the site is now an eyesore as construction has stalled.
And Gateway has always been branded as the white elephant project. It's no way Gateway can take off. The community is not against development, but development must not be at the expense of the community.
There are some China-funded projects, however, that have had a positive impact on the local community. One example is the Binondo Intramuros Bridge, located in downtown Manila. It reduces congestion near Manila's busy Chinatown district and is a symbol of the once close ties between China and the Philippines under President Rodrigo Duterte. The bridge is part of dozens of Belt and Road initiatives in the Philippines, funded by Beijing. Analysts say these projects are being used by China to exert hard power on bilateral ties, giving them more leverage in diplomatic negotiations. However, this bridge is one of just a handful that have been completed in the Philippines, with almost all of the other projects abandoned, leaving locals in the lurch. Maritime tensions between Manila and Beijing in the South China Sea is one of the reasons why many projects under the Belt and Road Initiative in the Philippines have been abandoned. These deals were made during President Rodrigo Duterte's administration. Former Supreme Court Justice Antonio Carpio, who represented Philippines in maritime negotiations with China, feels that Beijing was dangling loans for leverage on territorial disputes.
Well, I don't think China really intended to give us the loans, because even during the time of President Duterte, they never gave us the loans. I mean, they dangled all of these loans to Duterte, $22-24 billion, in exchange for Duterte being very soft on China on the South China Sea, but nothing, less than 5% of their promises materialized. I mean, they took President Duterte for a ride.
Analysts say that the Philippines under current President Bongbong Marcos is now forced to look elsewhere to fund these projects.
The Philippine government is now talking with the United States, talking with Japan, talking with European countries and other like-minded states, okay, and mostly Western states. But they are also taking them too slow to implement because of some procedural concerns. I don't think Marcos Jr. will be able to accomplish any major infrastructure projects under his administration because his term is ending in 2028.
However, in spite of the ongoing territorial disputes, some Filipinos are keen for the government to return to the negotiating table with China and knock out a deal that would benefit both parties.
Hindi lang naman siguro ang solusyon niya na makig na kalabanin natin, no? Siguro pwede naman pag-usapan nila yan, di ba? No?